Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
What's up, So You Think You Can Dance fans? Well, now there's eight. Two are eliminated. We're talking eliminations, top eight, and we've got some behind the scenes courtesy of Kim Davey coming at you. Let's talk about it right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. It's
amazing.
How true is this? Welcome, everybody, to the So You Think You Can Dance Season 15, Episode 10. Wow, you guys. Now there's eight. There's eight. But it's so true, right? The first cut, I feel like, is always like the worst.
It's
so this song just felt fitting. I'm sorry, you guys, but we love some Sheryl Crow in the house. So anyway, but welcome, everybody. Let's introduce ourselves. I'm Becky Sotero. Ladies, who are you?
Amazing. I am Teague Julie Panko, and I'm so excited to talk about this.
Yes.
First elimination.
Yay. Yay slash sad. Hi, everyone. I'm Kim Davey, and I'm so excited for this episode because I was actually able to be there last
Yes,
night.
You were.
Yay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we've got eliminations to talk about. We have your behind the scenes from last night. Mm-hmm. We've got the top eight that we want to chat about. But overall thoughts, Kim, we'll start with you since you were there last night. What was that like? It was your first time taking it all in.
It was so amazing, and I was like, I am definitely doing the right thing with my life, for sure.
Yes!
Yay! But the feeling there was electric, and obviously there were some most phenomenal performances. Everyone was sort of on a high, and there's obviously a relationship blossoming even further with a particular couple that we keep witnessing. But even just witnessing the two that did get eliminated and speaking with them afterwards, they had such great attitudes, and they'll go on to do great things, so... You know, it's all stepping stone.
So good.
Part of the journey.
Yeah, I think it was a great episode overall. Yeah. I think it's sad to see someone go, especially now it feels like we're already down to the wire, which is weird because it's like, it's only the first elimination. It already feels like very stressful.
Right.
So I think it definitely added pressure. I think everybody's feeling the pressure and it's really getting serious now. So it was a great episode, but sad to see people go, but now it's just going to kind of be the thing that we have to deal with.
I know. And are you guys looking at this top eight like I am and like really true? I mean, even the top 10, but truly who? Who can go home? I mean, it's so stacked. I do want to chat about, even though they got sent home, I think we should chat about their dances, just kind of put an homage to how they performed. But I wanted to say, they said off the top of the show that Chelsea missed the group dance because of injury. Do you think that played a part? Did you see anything, Teague, in her dances that you felt plagued her at all?
I didn't know. And do we know specifics on
the
injury?
They didn't say.
Okay, because I was trying to pry and like figure out what the injury was. Yeah. But, you know, I feel bad. I mean, I guess we are kind of talking about the elimination already. But at the end when Nigel was saying, you know, you chose to do tap and, you know, the producers, I was like, oh, man, I'm taking a dig right now.
Yeah.
But I think that she had a different experience on the show, and I wish it would have gone a little bit different for her. I am happy that she was able to work with Travis this last week because I think she was able to show her true ability and kind of what she shines
in. Contemporary was a good way for them to sort of end it, if you will.
Essentially, I would have liked to know what the injury was.
Yeah. Well, we'll do some digging. Did you find out anything last night, Kim? Did anybody talk about it?
Interesting because nobody talked about it. It wasn't brought up at all. And she never mentioned it either. So,
well, and it was just sort of glazed over at the top of the show.
Was it an injury or what was going on?
I don't know. But I just wondered if that played a part. And of course, I think they have to, since the judges are choosing from that top, the bottom four, if you will, who they're going to eliminate. I feel like that had to play a little bit of a part. Mm. But like we talked about, I mean, Nigel even said best top 10 they've ever had. How are they going to cut two people? And I think they made the right decision. Me personally, I think that they made the right decision. I don't know how Magda was in the bottom four.
Exactly.
Do you guys have thoughts about that?
No, well, I suppose they had to have two in there and everyone else is so amazing. Who? Anyone?
Right.
Random.
And that's kind of what Nigel said. He was like, well, you're only in the bottom four because we
someone
kind of
to
have
be.
To be. Right. Yeah. But I do think that, I don't know, Magda is very great at certain things, and sometimes are a few things I had a few questions about in her dances this week.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I think that I don't know. We'll
right.
see. We'll see
and maybe happens. Maybe it's we're at a point too where it's personality. Yeah, not really engaged with her yet, possibly. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was shocked by that. But yeah, I wanted to start out with eliminations. Let's dive into their routines. They did lyrical hip hop and they also did contemporary. So lyrical hip hop thoughts on this, you guys, from them. Did you, I mean, did you feel like it fell a little flat? Do you, I mean, I love Christopher Scott. I'm a huge fan of his choreography, but I felt like after the routine, everybody just looked underwhelmed. I mean, mm-hmm. including Chris, you could kind of tell he was, you know, not the most proud choreographer.
Yeah, that's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think Chelsea really stood out in it. I think she really connected and did a great job. I don't know what it is with Evan because he's such a nice guy and such a fantastic tapper. But I think, not to be unfair, but I really feel he let that couple down in overall connection for everything. Mm-hmm. I just don't think he understood the stage presence and the connection required. She was going above and beyond to create it, and he just wasn't able to come to the party. So Chelsea, I think, did a really good job with that.
Yeah,
she could.
She was solid, sure.
Yeah, but she just didn't have the reciprocation there.
And I think that he looks like he's been a little bit nervous kind of the whole time. He's never
tentative.
He's never looked very comfortable, 100% committed on the stage, because I think he's just worried about, you know, especially after a week, their week one, that they got kind of a lot of criticism.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I think that he just wasn't feeling confident, and I don't know if maybe some of that spilled over to Chelsea and the way she was approaching things.
Right.
This wasn't my favorite routine of them, but I don't think it was bad. I just don't know if it highlighted them in the best way. But I do think that they, you know, they lacked a little bit of connection, which is kind of what is the theme with them. So
exactly. And I feel like when you're looking at these other four, there's just something about them where it's just not quite playing. I don't think I'm sort of curious as to how it would have maybe played with different partners. You just never know.
Absolutely.
But it did feel like we were just, there was a little bit of a wall between their performances and the audience. That's just how I felt. But I don't know. I mean,
it's just there wasn't chemistry. Like, you know, when you have partners, like, it's just unfortunate. They're both really nice people,
but moments,
together.
There were moments in that contemporary. I felt like, I like that. But it, like they said, it just did not carry out enough throughout, which made them just not as strong.
And just in real life as well. Like, you wouldn't, I don't know, they just don't seem to, they seem to get along, but they don't seem to connect and gel. Like, I don't feel like they'd be naturally friends outside of this environment.
Sure. Like, they just kind of were placed together. Yes, I agree with that. And I think, you know, in this case, too, the partnership just might have gotten them in a little bit of trouble. Just didn't highlight it. Like you said, that was a great point that they brought up the tap. And if the producers did interview her and said, do you have tap experience? And she embellished.
And I think that, and I, as putting myself in her shoes, I would always be like, I can do it all. Yes. I can do it all. Sure. Yeah, of course. Put me on the show,
well,
by the way.
That's what you're taught to all. Say, isn't
right.
it?
Right.
Yes,
I'll
can.
I'll learn it later. Course. Say yes and ask your apology later.
Yeah, of course. So I felt bad, especially when Nigel brought it up at the end. I was like, ooh,
low. It's confusing for all dancers watching because honestly, when you're taught to say, yes, I can.
Right.
And just go hard versus actually don't say you can't. But then it's like the resume. You don't want to like say you can do something and then you have to do it in front of everyone and then you're like, well, you can't actually.
Sure.
You need to be careful with that.
Well, but I mean, and to last night's credit, this was such a cool setup and format to have all 10 dancers do something completely out of their element. I think JJ's the only one where I was like, contemporary and African jazz, those are so close. Like, I think out of all of them, I don't feel like he had to stretch as far.
But he could have tried tap or something. That would have been interesting.
Right.
You know?
Right. But all things considered, I mean, you're talking Bollywood and jazz for Magda and Darius. I mean, they just did such a good job at throwing these dancers in incredible challenges. And speaking of challenge, Travis Wall, his choreography, as we talked about, he does it on the spot. And it was, I mean, I feel like Chelsea in her package was like, this is hard. This is a hard way to learn. But I thought she just shined in that routine. I loved her. Like I said, I think it was a great homage to it being possibly, you know,
the end.
Right.
The end. It was so beautiful. The snowing. And just the ending as well. And it just kept going and she stayed in character. It was absolutely beautiful. So they went out on a high for
they
sure.
They did.
Which is all you can really ask on these shows. Damien has a great point in the live chat. You're the best, Damien. Thank you for being in there. He said that the reason that they probably were paired together, Evan and Chelsea, is because she's really tall. And that is true. Yeah. She's taller than most of the boys.
What about Darius, though, do you think?
I don't know. Yeah, I wonder why.
But no, that
maybe also, and you have to think about like, oh, she said she could do tap. You know, I don't know.
Yes,
I don't know.
Yes. Well, and also, I think they were trying to put dancers who weren't in the same style and technique. I feel like Darius and Chelsea would have been very similar. In style. So, oh my goodness. Well, sad to see them go. But like we all talked about, two have to go. So let's talk about Magda and Darius. I love them. I just knocking it out of the park. Bollywood. What a way to start the show. Never done it. Have either of you guys ever done Bollywood?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is it as hard as it looks?
It's so hard. It's really tough. And it's really, there's a lot of control that you need and a lot of center. It's like an ab workout for an hour. So yeah, but I think that they did a really great job. I think that they could have been a bit more grounded. Mm-hmm. I think Darius shined a bit more than Magda in this one. I think Magda may have needed to bring her shoulders down a little bit, but that's me being super picky and specific. Also, I do want to say Damien has another point about Magda.
Yes.
Thank you, Damien. You're really adding so much.
Give it, Damien.
He was saying that I think the reason Magda was in the bottom was that in past seasons, the super strong, sexy, confident ballroom girls intimidate the young girls that vote.
Interesting point. And she does have that. She does give off that intimidating sort of like ferocity, you know.
Yeah. Only on stage, though, because off stage she's so giggly.
Couldn't agree more. But they're not seeing that. And I mean, maybe they'll catch on it as they do more packages and more sort of behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Hanalei and Jensen are definitely the kind of the America sweethearts, which I feel tend to get more of the votes too. But something that stood out to me is just pace, pace, pace. Like Bollywood to me is all about pace and hard hitting. I don't know. I loved when Twitch said it was celebratory because that's why I felt. I was like, oh, they get to have fun because we've seen them so serious.
Yeah.
Both of their styles of dance kind of demand that serious technicality, and I felt like they could just kind of let loose. We got to see a little bit
the colors, and like I agree with you, Tig. Darius really shone for me on that, like his isolations and just everything. He was just so limber and free, and he was awesome. Did you guys catch the super awkward kiss at the end?
Yes,
where he was like, she
was going in for it, and he was like,
that was funny.
Yeah, that was so good. Well, let's dive into their jazz with Mandy Moore. You can't really go wrong with that.
Okay. Those split walks across the stage. I'm like, don't you drop her, boy.
That's exactly what I wrote. I was like, those split walks were fire. And if we could do a replay of those, we would. But you can just rewatch it. And then subtlety. So to me, this was like the dance of subtleties. You know, it wasn't a hard-hitting jazz hands and flips and turns. Or not flips, but turns and, you know, pot de braise everywhere. They just had so much sweat. You know,
it was so cool.
It was tasty.
And actually, backstage afterwards, obviously, when Magda was in the bottom four, and Darius was just hugging her, and he's like, "I don't want to lose my partner. I don't want to lose my partner." Oh, so they've bonded obviously super well as well, which is so cute.
Yeah, I think that the only thing with this routine is I feel like it felt a bit safe to me. It feels like there weren't a lot of challenges taken, but I will say that what they did was great and flawless, so you can't complain about that.
And I wonder, do you think the speed though of that, it being a slower pace, demands more of the technicality too, because I felt like their feet were turned out beautifully. Like I just felt like there was more time to really pick apart things.
Right.
So in a weird way, that can kind of add its own challenge in itself. But
Of course.
But yeah, no. Such a good point. So much character too. I loved their character.
Right.
Awesome, it fit them.
That was great.
It was delish. And speaking of delish, Hanalei, she's just growing on me. Mm-hmm. I wasn't sure how I felt in the very beginning. I was like, oh, really beautiful dancer. You know, technically sound. She just personality-wise wasn't growing on me, but she's growing on me. And this step in routine, you guys, first time ever done. Thoughts on this?
Yeah,
I think it was great. I think it was really cool, and what a wonderful first piece and first time to be on the show. I thought that they executed it really well.
Yeah.
I was really impressed with Hanalei. And the only thing is, she's a little bit. She's not as sharp as I wanted her to be on this stepping routine, but I was really impressed. And I think Cole actually did a really great job.
I know
that the judges gave him a lot of trouble on this one.
Yeah, I wrote that too. I thought he was actually a great partner with her. I thought he was in it. I don't know. I was pleased by it. So another one of those things where I was like, am I seeing the same thing the judges are saying? What's happening?
I mean, that's weird because I saw him come in and out because she definitely outshone him.
Right.
For sure.
Yes. But that's her background and like, her, you know, her cheer background. Yeah. And yes, I saw that for sure. But he was so strong, I thought.
Yeah. But I was definitely on her the whole time. Mm-hmm. So, but he did a great job at just being there and holding his own, too.
Well, and they had the rhythm. They had the syncopation. And I mean, what a perfect way to display what the first time having, what would they say, stepping and strolling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't see much strolling. I mean, a little bit of strolling, but I felt like it was more stepping than strolling. I would have liked to have actually heard a little bit more of like the pounding step. They did a little bit on
it's hard to mic the stage, though, isn't it? That. I was like, I thought they did
pretty well. We're just kidding. It wasn't the first step that was ever done. Thank you, Damien. The first step routine was Twitch and Kent Boyd, season 7, choreographed by Chuck Maldonado.
Well, in the show, they said first stepping and strolling. So maybe it's the combo.
Maybe it's the combo.
So it's the stepping and strolling combo. But what I'm saying is I felt like there's more stepping than the strolling.
But I guess,
really solid routine. And it was definitely, I think, Joe Brown's first time. So I was like, go, Joe. He rocked it. So
go, Joe.
Loving that. How are you guys feeling about disco?
OMG.
I am not a fan of disco, but this is okay. I just personally.
Okay?
Personally. I don't know.
I thought this was so awesome. And I can't love them all. I particularly loved the super slow opening.
Okay.
Just the way they ramped it up and the 12th. Oh, I thought the way they did a great job. I loved it.
You loved it?
Yeah.
I thought it was great. I thought that the opening death drop was great. The death drop spin.
Sure.
The big lifts. The smiles were on point. I think that it was really great. I think that they have the personality to entertain for something like this. It obviously wasn't either of their like best styles.
Yeah.
But I think that they held up. And
It was another thing with music tonight. To me, song choice. The song choice was so generic. And I think why I felt a little bit just disenchanted at the beginning. And that, again, is why I love innovators like Travis Wall and Mandy Moore. It's just you're seeing it for the first time. But we've heard Aretha Franklin on every season, I feel like, for disco. So I just would have liked to have seen something a little different, But I don't know how much you can really change it up. And again, the lifts were effortless. You know, he was there for her the whole way. And there's something to be said about that as well. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's so funny because things like when you're hearing the songs over and over again, especially a song like that, it's like very nostalgic for someone like me. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Sure.
Awesome. I love this.
Well, and that's a great point. Like for people who are looking for that nostalgia, it kind of hits home for them. You know what I mean? Like, and it's attacking all the different genres and different styles that people love to watch. But just for me personally, I was like, oh, all right. Same song, same dance, literally. But I mean, them as dancers, we're not judging the song. We're judging the routine, and it was beautiful. It was Razzle Dazzle. I can't believe her nickname is Razzle.
Yeah, I know.
Or no, Dazzle.
Dazzle.
He was like, oh, you're the Razzle, so you're Dazzle.
Dazzle.
So good. And then moving on through, you guys, we got Jensen and JJ. They were fire. I have so much to say about them, but you guys kick it off for me here. Contemporary. Let's start with contemporary.
So my favorite was definitely their second one, the African Jazz, by far.
Yes.
Their contemporary was absolutely stunning and obviously moved the judges to tears as well.
Yeah.
Didn't get me there, and I'm usually quite a softie, but just their execution of everything is just on point. They are by far just technically incredible dancers. Mm-hmm. So the first one I wasn't in love with, but the African Jazz blew my socks off. Oh my gosh. That spider walk when they're on each other and so much strength and power and core required, was just amazing. I cracked up. Did you guys see in the package beforehand when JJ's talking about his trophies and he's got all these trophies in his room and he just has them in there because they look pretty? That's awesome.
So awesome. So who else had trophies? Didn't Hanalei have trophies in her room? She's like, her thing was that she dusted them.
She cleans everything. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So good.
So great.
But sorry, I digress. But back to the performances, they're just stellar. And as they said, the top runners of the night, and they were last week as well, really went
right. They're running away with it for sure in terms of couples, know.
Yeah,
I will say I was in to start with their contemporary. Yeah. I think I was really impressed with their partnering this week. I think it looked a lot smoother this year this year. It's been a whole year.
Time to
this week it looked a lot smoother to me. Mm-hmm. It looked like they were more comfortable with each other and with each other's bodies, and they were able to navigate through the stage. Better than I think they even did last week.
Yeah.
I think that it was really great. I wish that I could see more breakout moments with them. I feel like when they dance together, I don't know if it's just the choreographers, but they're keeping them very tight. I want to see more breakout moments where I see them.
Yeah, a lot of intimate moments.
Yeah, I kind of want to see more solo. I want to see you do a leap and a turn, and then I want to see you and come back together. So that's one thing I was just yearning for a bit in this piece.
Yeah.
But I think I was really impressed, and I think that it was great. Yeah. I was impressive with that one. And then also the African jazz was amazing.
Amazing. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was really, really great. I think that it's also a perfect style for them because they're so strong. And they keep getting that comment that they're both such strong dancers. But it's so true. And I think that it's really cool when you can have a girl and a guy support each other and be able to lift each other. The possibilities of what you can do really amp up. So it's nice. It was great. I thought that was a really cool number.
Oh my gosh, so good.
It reminded me of last year. Who was it last year who did the bug piece? It was Koine and Marco.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, and they had the huge like bird yes.
Yeah. It kind of reminded me of that a little bit, like animalistic, but it was very cool.
Very good. Oh my gosh. Well, I second and third all of that. For me the contemporary, I don't know. I think my thing with them is like, where do they go? Because they're just so good, but they keep bringing it every week. Like I legitimately am thinking like, how can they get any better? Mm-hmm. But, and I feel this way about Genesee and Slavic too. They are every single thing they're given, they just dominate at. African jazz, this was like, I feel like this would be like an Emmy Award winning piece. Like the shapes were incredible. Like
and the drums, athleticism. The music, hey.
Yes. There was so much rhythm. Like there was not just typical counts, you know, like they had to do it to different beats. And oh my gosh, this was next level for me. Like they blew everyone out of the water with this. The contemporary for me, it was good, but I don't know. I guess I felt like there was a little bit more to be left desired. And the reason why I say that is because they were just praising Jensen and technique. And for me, I felt like there were some moments, especially some jumps into him, where it just was a little bit more tentative. But she's a ballroom dancer, so I have to remind myself of that she was completely out of her element. But I just, the fluidity was there, the connection was there. But I agree with you, Teague. Like, I just kind of wanted a little bit more of, like, spread out, do something, you know, some leap, some turn or something. But it's something that I feel like I've just kind of seen before.
Well, again, it's like not their ability to fix that, is it? It's the choreography that they're given. So we just need more innovative, like big theatrical pieces.
And to that point, they were beautiful. I just don't feel like it was, you know, as just astounding as Mary especially made it.
Well, especially when both Vanessa and Mary were in tears. I definitely didn't feel that.
I did not either. But I mean, maybe the emotion was a little more raw in studio. You know, you just don't know if there's like a divide there. But and everything resonates differently with different people. The storyline.
Yes, the storyline, because it was all about a girl trying to get back with a guy. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you think about Mary, she'd been married like 3 times and then one of her husbands died of cancer. So maybe like she's sitting there just reminiscing on life. So it obviously connects with different people.
Absolutely. I'm not knocking them, and it's like if me saying that I just wanted a little bit more, I mean, that's just like picking grass out of a field here, because they're just so strong. But the African jazz, you guys, I just want to keep talking about it over and over again. Tricks. I literally was like, tricks. And then that one leg spin. Again, I wish I could have that on replay. But she, like, it was like a pinwheel. She was literally with one leg, and he spun her around 360
degrees. Waiting for something to break. Eh?
What in the world? What in the world? I mean, so much innovative, you know, material in movement and power. Oh, I just want to watch it over and over again. That's what I thought about
for
that.
For the touring show with all 10 of them?
Yes. Right?
We're just going to get to watch them. They're going to have to dance like every night for like 2 months.
And that's let's talk about that for a minute. That is great news. Even if you're eliminated, you're going on tour. So and we all know too, like top 10, you're going to be on Dancing with the Stars. You're going to be on something, you know, like they're going to be used. And it's funny because we saw in that package, Evan and Chelsea talking about Broadway and how they both sing. Yes. And it's like, absolutely, they could have a career on Broadway. Mm-hmm. You know,
right?
I don't know. Totally. So there's always somewhere to go from there. And let's move into Genesee and Slavic, our dark horses. You guys, there's nothing these guys can't do, right? What does our live chat say about them when we keep cruising here? Because Genesee and Slavic continue to deliver. The jive first, the Broadway. The jive was
so cool.
Wow. I mean, I was scared for Slavic during that package. I was like, those feet and those legs. I don't know. But he delivered. And like Mary made such a good point. Those shoes are, I mean, it's like wearing bricks on your feet.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, I think it was amazing. And I think how cool to have Sharna, the little Sharna crossover.
Yeah,
that was so great. Good. And so I think that I am just continually impressed by Slavic, but this was probably the most impressed than I've been.
Sure.
Of course, there are things. His shoulders could have been a little bit down.
Sure.
His feet need a little bit of work. But honestly, I was so captivated by their performance and their connection and their facials. And everything just, like, was so well done and well executed.
Yes.
And I think Nigel just makes a great point that he just tries so hard. Mm-hmm. And it's, you can tell.
Yeah.
He wants to do well. He wants to do the show justice. He wants to do his partner justice. I mean, I'm just so proud of him. I'm also proud of Genesee. I love her, and she's amazing anyways, but she can do no wrong. But I'm impressed with Salt.
And that could be a note, too, from choreographers that we're not seeing. Like, he may have just a work ethic that's unlike any other. You know?
When we were speaking with him last night, he was saying, you know, we're basically saying, you know, how did you pull that one off?
Yes.
And he just said, you know, his mentor, Fiction, literally everything that was given to him, he was like, no matter where I come from, what I am, I'm just going to do it 110%. Yeah. I'm going to do this. I can do this. He's just got that hungry, absolute motivated philosophy going on, and he's just nailing everything because he wants it.
Well, don't you feel, too, that this was almost comparable to Chelsea's tap? Like, I feel like this was so out of his element, just as that was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But that's what this competition is doing, is it's forcing these dancers to be put into these challenges that are unlike anything else.
Super interesting if you compare the two then, because Chelsea had a tap, but she had a very slow sort of pace, whereas this is a fun, high energy, naturally makes people smile.
Well, I'm just saying genre-wise, though, like taking Slavic for in his style, putting him in jive is no different than putting Chelsea as a jazz dancer. You know,
this is where I think he triumphed, was the fact that it was a high energy, fun thing versus she had tap and she had a slow.
Sure, and a really ugly dress. We talked about. I'm just teasing.
It's true. So he nailed it. He's amazing.
Yeah, so good. So
and his sneaky little comment about the whole asking for a date later.
I know. So that's what I was just going to say. You guys, do we have another power couple for season 15?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, you know I'm the first one to ship it. And I know you guys are going to come for me in the comments. But I just love, okay?
Yes.
You guys. And dance love is so cute.
I agree.
Because can you imagine the wedding? I mean, how fun.
Come at us.
Everybody loves dancing.
Is it dance love? Or you know when you're involved in like theater and dance?
Yeah,
there's like this high of this fantasy world of like you're all on a high.
I don't know.
Amazing.
Ask Koine and Kiki.
And then,
they're still going strong.
But Genesee obviously made it sound like no, not going to happen. And
she's
then,
being coy.
Yeah, but
I mean,
we'll say I don't know.
She's being coy.
Yeah,
you think?
Yeah, I think there's definitely something brewing. And I mean, they still have the tour and all of that. Yeah. They got lots of time.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know. Maybe there's something else going on, but just like we will get to the bottom of it. Okay.
Well, but Nigel's all in the middle of it too. He was in that.
I think
he loves love. Like he wants people to
get. He likes show ratings.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, like Twitch and Allison. There's been so many couples that have come out of. I don't know. And Chris Scott must be single because his was about breaking up. So.
Yes.
Just we're kind of single. So.
Yeah.
Maybe look it up. It's just exciting. There's just a lot of exciting stuff happening.
Watch out the panel next week when you two are there, right?
Oh my goodness. We're coming for you. No, I'm just kidding. No, I mean, the end of the day though, like it adds a fun storyline to it. You know, I was just going to say, it's kind of smart and strategic. I don't know if the producers are kind of pampering it, asking Nigel to kind of get involved, because it very well could have that storyline for votes.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, some people are in the live chat are saying that they think that Genesee isn't feeling it.
Okay.
I don't know. You know what? All I can tell you guys is that next week when we're there at the live show, I'm going to be doing some investigative reporting, okay?
Well, I did ask this time, and she, again, like you said, was coy, and I feel like he's going to be going for it, and she's just like, oh no, we're just friends. And he's seriously trying to go for it, but he doesn't want to come off like he really is. And so he was like, you know, we've just got this amazing connection, this amazing bond. We've built this friendship.
We could back at it from another angle that it could be like mixing business with pleasure. Or maybe she's just trying to stay focused on the competition and not involve emotion. Because that could add some love. Because coining Kiki didn't they kind of come out more after the show?
They did, but I think later we learned that they were kind of dating. Yeah.
I kind of feel like maybe we'll see something after the show. I don't know. She might be playing it smart.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I mean, how would you want to get involved with another contestant?
I don't know, but then we saw
television for everyone to see.
But then we also saw last year Lex and Taylor went into it and they were dating already.
Sure.
And then they made the announcement like halfway through.
Yes, very true.
To AfterBuzz, it was an exclusive, not a big deal, but
it was definitely an exclusive.
Because I'm the only one that cares about the relationships.
It was.
But I think that maybe they think it's probably smart to just keep it very business. And that's it is smart.
I agree.
And especially when you're with you're with all stars opposed to, because then it's more like you're competing against each other. Now they're kind of like competing together, so maybe it would help them. I don't know.
I think it's absolutely helping them 100%. We will find out more as much as we possibly can, and we'll dig. But I think she's just playing coy, but there could be another angle. We'll look at it from all angles, and I think there could be another angle that she's just being smart too. You know, you just don't want to mix business with pleasure all the time. But let's get into their dances.
Or she really don't like him like that, right?
It's also possible.
Yeah, exactly.
Also possible.
Jive and Broadway. How did you? What did they feel like to you? Did you love them both? Were they just kind of okay for you this week? I loved them last week. I mean, I felt like last week they were just so strong.
Are we talking about Genesee and Salvador?
Yes, we sure are.
Oh, yes. No, I think that they were great. I kind of talked about the Jive already.
Yeah.
Do you want to?
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I love the Jive. Absolutely loved it. Fun, high energy. I think Shana did an amazing job choreographing. Yeah. Awesome.
And her first time. Let's note that. Right. Her first time on the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the second one, it was beautiful. Mm. It was beautiful.
I felt like Genesee was so tender in this. And then I felt like I was watching a love story on stage.
So cute. Yeah.
Again, didn't warrant tears. I don't know. Was I wrong? I mean,
no tears.
It was maybe very cute.
Heartless.
I don't mean to be mean. I mean, I'm not like callous, but I think that there's just been so many powerful routines in the past that have drawn tears, and to me, I'm callous.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
I don't know. But I will also say about Sharna, I think that was a really great production call, because I think that people love Sharna.
Sure.
And I think that dance fans, if they can hop on over to another show, I think that was really smart of them to do.
Oh, so smart. So smart. I think, why not make it all just part of the family?
Right?
Bring people over on both sides.
I wonder if it gets weird or competitive. I don't know what it's like between the networks, because it's different networks. So I think that might be, I don't know.
Maybe. She did so good. I love too. She just looked like a proud mama bird, you know. She's so proud of them. But going into their Broadway, so soft, sincere. I think that this was another sort of clinic for Slavik. Like he continues to show when he's out, so far out of his element, because to me these two dances could not have been even further from his element. I mean, I feel like Genesee was able to kind of show a little bit, you know, her extension and, you know, her length, but I think he just proves he belongs here, you know, and that's what the show is about, is adapting. So
it would actually be really interesting later on, hopefully not, but if they do get split up, to see if he has the same vivacious connection with a different partner or whether it's because he likes her so much that that's why
chemistry.
It's such an amazing performance pace. And if he has a different partner, whether he'll shine as well.
Go ahead.
I also feel like he's just a hard worker, though. Like, I feel like he will probably put in 100%. No matter what, you know?
Yeah, and dancing is so infectious. You draw off of the energy off of the people that you're dancing with. So I really think that no matter who he's with, they'll thrive. Mm-hmm. But that was kind of my point about Evan and Chelsea, too, is I do wonder how partnerships, when they start changing it up, how that's going to play a part.
Oh, right.
You know?
Yeah, right.
But our last eight dancers are so strong. Mm-hmm. Now, I guess just kind of we'll circle back around, but just kind of quickly, did you guys see this as the top, based off of last week, did you see this as the top eight? Did you see the Chelsea and Evan going home?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that we kind of all thought maybe that was going to happen just because it was just a weird week for them. And it didn't shine. It didn't show them, you know, their best version.
Of course.
Unfortunately.
Of course. Well, something that does show the best version of So You Think You Can Dance is our after show. Boom! And you know what? We got some special news for you right here. Follow us, tweet us, like us, comment us.
Mikey, did you take a class on promotion?
Oh, yeah!
I know.
Bam, girl,
Kim's
going to
tell you all
this.
About it.
Wow, you can just do the side effects.
Well, like Teek said, we get exclusives at this station.
Yeah, that's right.
Boom. I like it.
Sound effects throughout, please. So, hey, AfterBuzzers, our network, as you probably already know, produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite shows, like literally dramas, reality, TV, sci-fi, obviously reality like us, So You Think You Can Dance, World of Dance, Cooking
Big Brother.
Shows, Big Brother, you name it. We've got it all. We really do. And there's no other network out there that works harder to serve y'all. Mm. So we do need your help at this stage, though. What we're asking is if you can please just literally subscribe to as many of our channels as possible. It would be amazing. By subscribing, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. That's literally what we're after. Subscribe so we can grow our numbers, so we can get bigger, better, and bring more
exclusive
fabulousness to you. If you're worried about notifications, don't be. They're optional. So just hit the subscribe button now on our So You Think You Can Dance. It would be amazing.
Please.
Wink, wink. And check out all the other channels for AfterBuzz TV as well. So let us know that you did in the comments and we will shout you out because
Tig
is so good at that. And now thanks for being the best fans in the entire world. We love you lots.
We do love you lots. We love you so much that we bring you behind the scenes that you can't get anywhere else but right here. Boom. Yes. Music.
Okay, the music's coming.
It's coming.
We do want to thank you guys for always being in the live chat. You guys are really, really amazing. And also, next week we will be there again.
Yeah.
So follow our Twitter and our Instagrams. And if you guys have any questions you want us to ask contestants, please let us know this week. Or if you want to put them in the YouTube comments, please do it there.
Yes.
We would love to bring you guys on the journey with us and kind of let you guys experience it. It's fun.
It's so fun. And I feel like we have such great fans that actually make comments, like even after, not even during the live chat, but afterwards. So thank you. And, you know, 99% of them are nice and friendly. We love it.
You really are great.
We love it. Thank you. Spread kindness. You know, constructive criticism is great too. You know,
of course.
We just love you guys. Thank you so much. And we are bringing an exclusive. Kim, tell them all about it from last night.
So I was super lucky last night to be at CBS Studios and watch the live show. And then we got to interview afterwards the judges, the choreographers, the contestants. Mm. And so just one of my interviews here is with the fabulous JJ and Jensen.
The powerhouse
couple.
Boom, boom.
But hey, Jensen, JJ's. The JJ's. Get it?
Yes.
Oh, you're totally right. Yes, I'm
late
to the party.
You're funny.
Okay, sorry. Getting it right. So, obviously, they said tonight that you were literally the stars of the show. How did that feel?
It felt... I'm speechless because we went through so much hard work and so much time, and it was difficult. Like, I mean, this week really smacked me in the face and said, hello, welcome to So You Think You Can Dance. You know what I mean? So I'm super proud of Jensen, and I'm super proud of everything that we put into it because, you know, like, I get in my head a lot, and, you know, sometimes I don't trust myself, so it does affect my partner. But, you know, now I have to really let that go.
Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Talking about trusting yourself, and obviously trust was brought up tonight with you two, with the moves that you're doing. When you've only just met somebody very, very recently, how do you form that kind of trust?
Honestly, getting to know each other. We sat down after we were partners and just talked and figured out, like, families, what we like to do, and just interests, like, common interests. And then once we started dancing together, we just had to connect. Like, it's such a quick, like, you gotta be, yes, yeah. But it's been awesome. He is the best, so.
Aww, BFFs for life.
Yeah, right.
Awesome. And also, I have to say that African jazz tonight, wow, that was insane. And that crawl that they mentioned, just the strength and the power. You guys are so igniting and vivacious on stage. Like, what has been your favorite part of this journey so far?
Getting to work with the choreographers.
Absolutely.
Like, it is such a dream to get to work with these choreographers on the show. So getting to, like, bring their vision to life is absolutely the coolest thing ever.
I totally agree. That would have been my answer, too, because, you know, working with Sean Cheeseman and Jackie Royal this week, it was incredible. Sean is literally, like, a friend to us.
Yes, a dad.
Dance
he's
dad.
He's our dance dad.
But
really,
absolutely.
He's so great.
And I was so excited to do that piece. When I first learned it, I was like, Jensen,
let's go.
Let's go.
That's what he said. No,
I was like, let's go.
And just obviously to all the young dancers out there on this planet Earth who are aspiring to be on a show like this one day, what are the top three tips you have for them to make it?
I would say to be yourself, work really, really hard, and don't be scared of failure. Those are my top three.
For me, it's trusting yourself because I am trying
still figure that out.
Also, you know, work hard. Like, when people say work hard, they mean work hard because this is no joke. Like, you're not just joining a TV show and lallygagging. You are working.
It's hard.
This is your life for however long you're on the show. So don't come in relaxing. Like, it's time to, like, you know, bump it up.
Yeah.
And have fun.
Yes.
Honestly, have fun because you'll never, ever do this again. Once you make the show, you can't re-audition to do this again. So.
Yeah. Live it up.
Well, thank you so much, you guys. All the best for the rest
of the show. Great questions.
Oh, so fun.
Yes.
Stop it.
Bring it in. No, it was so good.
That's great.
I love seeing their humility. And mm-hmm. as we saw, this is why we love them, is they're so engaging.
Yeah. And JJ is so incredibly funny as well. Like, he's such mm-hmm. a hard case. When he came into that interview, he's all like, hey, crazy. He's really short, too. He's my height. It was brilliant. Just look straight in the eyes.
You guys would make for a great partnership.
Yeah.
So good.
It's cool to see these behind-the-scenes interviews, because it gives you a taste of their personality that you don't always see in the packages, because those are very structured sometimes.
Right.
So it's nice.
It's also really interesting. Thank you. Yeah. It's so interesting when he was talking about how, you know, he still has his own trust issues with himself, and someone at that caliber, that fantastic, still has self-doubt. And it's a shame, because obviously that's a confidence thing, and hopefully he can grow with that, because he's amazing.
But that vulnerability is going to speak to the people who need to hear that and are again, at that caliber, they still have that fear of failure.
Yeah.
And I love that Jensen was like, get rid of the fear of failure.
She's going to whip that out of him, I think.
Oh, gosh.
But in this industry, there's so many setbacks. And, you know, you're up 1 week, you're down 1 week. So I think that's probably just, you know, got to get used to it.
Oh, my gosh. That was a fantastic interview.
It was great.
Thank you for sharing that. Well, and, talk about just briefly, and we don't have the video right now, but you guys could be able to find those on YouTube. But who else did you get to interview?
So I got to interview Slavik and Genesee.
Lovely.
Hence why I knew a little bit more about the relationship. And that's when he was telling me about fiction, and he was saying just he's so determined to work hard. There's no excuses. He's like, whatever is thrown at you, you have to make it happen. There's no second chances. So he's just so driven. Mm. And he's very much the man of the relationship as well. Like, he dictates and he answers first, and he's very clear. And he'd be quite a chivalrous.
Such a leader.
Chivalrous as well. But Genesee's really sweet. She's really lovely. And just their relationship together and their friendship.
Were they coy? Was she flirty at all?
He's very to the point, you know? Like, he says it how it is, and then...
He's very handsy, though. Like, that's how he was last week, too. He always has his hands on her, so...
Horrible.
So excited. Well, it's funny that he was talking about just... As I'm watching this, I'm thinking... I don't want to age myself, but, I mean, the millennial sort of age group now, I feel like the work ethic can sometimes be a little bit less than it was in the old days. I mean, I just think that, like, with social media, like, it's just, there's a lot of things, I think.
Instant gratification. And
yes, and they're used to just getting it. And it's so refreshing to see these athletes, because they are athletes, working so hard. And this level of competition, they're being thrown all these dances. Like you said, you can't slack off. I don't know. I just think it's so refreshing to see that work
ethic. I actually
wish
I'd asked him, you know, can you define what work hard means?
Sure.
Because so many people have a huge scale of where that is on the spectrum for them. Like, working hard in this industry or anything that you're actually really good at takes so much more than what most people are prepared to do.
Well, and that's especially how I feel about last night's show, is that they weren't put in any position where they were comfortable. Even their opening number, that was just a treat as well. Actually, I thought
that was so cool.
So cool. It was delicious. I love that the name of it was yummy too, because it's exactly what it was. It was just yummy. But even that group routine, they have just been pushed beyond limits, and we're only in technically week two of this competition.
I think the choreography this season is just like blowing the roof. It's just so creative. It's amazing. Right.
And I love what he said, what they said about Sean, you know, being their dance dad. And I'm sure the choreographers just become like mentors to them.
Yeah.
Are there any choreographers that you guys are super duper excited to see come back? Or who would you like to see come back? Kind of take them to that next level.
I'm always excited to see Brian Friedman.
Yeah.
And I'm always excited to see Sonia Taya.
Mm, haven't seen her yet.
Yeah. Those are my two favorites. Yeah. So I'm hoping to see them soon.
Yeah.
Mia. I always love Mia.
Yeah, Mia and Sonia for sure. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
So good. Well, I don't want to do this, but I have to ask, because everyone is wondering, who's going home next week, guys?
What is our prediction?
Yes, who's going home?
You know what?
We need our prediction music, guys.
Yeah, predictions. What do you think, Kim?
Now, I think Cole, for sure. Okay. And then for the girls... It's not going to be Jensen. It's not going to be Genesee. So it's going to have to be either Magda or...
It's not going to be Hanalei. There's no way.
Yeah, I think it might be. I hope it doesn't end up like this, but it might be Magda and Cole. But we'll see. I mean, Magda has a really big fan base.
I love her.
Even though we were surprised by she was in the bottom this week, so we might just, I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, and maybe her voters will, because that could be another example, too, of maybe the voters just kind of got lazy and thought, oh, she's in. You know what I mean? So I think it always takes that second week to kind of see how things sort of, I think, lay a little bit.
Right.
But Magda, Hanalei, Jensen, Genesee, who... I don't know. I'm leaning a little bit towards Genesee. I don't know.
Really?
Because I don't see Hanalei or Jensen. Absolutely not. And I between her and Magda, I just think Magda's just more like powerful. I don't know.
I don't know. I think Genesee's really good.
She's amazing. I think we're picking straws, right? But I just think, like, in terms of, and I know the story between her and Slavik.
But versatility, I think, to be honest, I think Genesee can go farther more.
Okay. No,
personally, I don't know.
And I guess I just see that for Magda. I see just so much fire from her. I don't know.
The question is, who can you see in Rent? Like, I can see Slavik in Rent.
Yeah.
You know?
No, that's a good point, too. I mean, but...
Or JJ, for sure.
Is that how we're judging now?
Well, yeah, I'm just saying.
It's just so hard. Legitimately, all four of these girls are just next level. But I guess I'm just thinking, like, who's resonated with me personally?
Right,
Just, I guess, where it comes down. And obviously, everybody's voting, you know. And then for guys, Cole, sadly. I mean, I want to be like, oh, I don't know. But, I think just Cole out of the four is
hard.
Yeah.
We'll see.
The weakest link, but we'll see.
We don't know.
But then during auditions, he was just slaying every single thing given to him as well. So we will see. You guys, a great show.
Yes.
That is our show, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next week. We'll have more BTS. I'm Becky Sotero. You can find me on all social media. And these beautiful ladies.
Amazing. I am Teague Julie Panko. You guys can find me at Teague DP. Again, wait for us next week. Watch and hang out while we're at the live show on Monday.
Yes. Awesome. And everyone, I'm Kim Davey live on all my social media.
Love it. Comment, like, follow, give us every single question you have for those contestants, and we will deliver. Thank you so much, all. We'll see you all next Tuesday at 6.
Thank you, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.